all, it's Amelia Rose, and welcome to C'est La Me, and welcome to Podmas Day 22. Hi, happy Friday. I hope you're doing well. I hope you are really okay, because Christmas Eve is in 2 days. It's on Sunday, which is really scary, and Christmas is on Monday, which is scary but exciting. I hope that you are having a great Friday, and maybe you're listening to this while you're doing something fun, while you're wrapping Christmas presents, or you're just, I don't know, that would be so fun. I would love that. So anyway, I decided to do a fun kind of Christmassy episode where I would react to Reddit Christmas traditions. So I took some screenshots because I do kind of like Reddit. I am not completely like on Reddit, like I don't have an account, but I do look at some threads and look at some, I guess they're threads. I don't really know. See, I'm not really on there very much, but I thought it would be fun because people on Reddit come with the most unhinged or sweet or whatever stories. Like they really, there's no filter. And so I thought I would react to them. I think that a lot of these are like, what are some of your fun, like Christmas traditions? And I screenshotted these in September, and I have not looked since, so I'm gonna be really surprised at what I screenshotted because I don't remember at all. But I'm really excited. I hope that it's gonna be a feel-good kind of Christmassy episode and just kind of like warm your heart and all of that. So let's get started. All right, so I think that I didn't screenshot the question, but I think the question was like, what are your Christmas traditions? It was on an Ask Reddit thread. And this person says, my best friend and I started a tradition of celebrating Christmas Eve together. We switch it up each year, but always dress up in Christmas outfits, have dinner, some kind of activity, and a movie. At dinner, we also exchange a book we picked out for one another that we wrote a personal note inside. Then afterwards, we create a magnet for each other of our favorite photo from the night. I love this. I think that is so cute and so sweet. It's also really nice that they do it like Christmas Eve, which is that today that I'm recording this episode? Is that true? It is the 20th. What is today? It's the 22nd. So no, it's not. It's not. It's the day before. Okay. Well, if y'all have friends that you haven't made plans with and you like making plans that are not, that are not thought out, do this on Christmas Eve. I think that sounds so cute, so sweet and fun. I do like it that they have on Christmas Eve. So it's like a pre-tradition. I just think that's so fun. All right, this next story says, my family has a tradition of leaving riddles on cards and guessing what the gift is before opening. We go around one by one, reading our hint out loud so everyone can guess, then open it and show the room. It ends up taking like 5 hours for everyone to get through their gifts, but it's always a fun time. I like that they pair an activity with a gift because it's like part of it, like that's the gift itself. Honestly, like, okay, even if my gift isn't like, oh my gosh, fabulous, but I really enjoy the game. I don't know. I think that's super fun and really, really exciting. And then you get to guess like that. That's really cute. All right. This next one. Every year, my wife and I buy an ornament for our tree that corresponds with something that happened that year. So we have a tree filled with all of these weird, wacky ornaments, like a tennis ball. We started playing tennis that year. Swedish chef, European trip, ship captain Nutcracker, our first cruise, amongst many others. It's such a fun tradition to debate what we get and then end up finding something and then reliving them all when we put them back up the next year. I really like this tradition. I know a lot of people have the ornament tradition where they like buy a new ornament every time they go somewhere, or they buy a new ornament at the end of the year. I really enjoy that. I would be so indecisive though. I wouldn't know like what, I mean, I'm not in a relationship, so I wouldn't really know, you know, something that they did together. I think that that also makes it like super sweet of like something that they did together. They both started playing tennis. They both went on a cruise. They both went to Europe. But if it was just me, I'd be like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know what to choose this year. I did a lot of things. But I think that's really cute. That's super cute. All right, this says, my grandpa would always get up on the roof about an hour after our bedtime and stomp around on the roof with sleigh bells. That is really cute. That's dedication. Oh my gosh. So it's like, oh my gosh, the reindeer, Santa. That is super. That is really cute. I love that. All right, someone else says, each year we cut a round off the bottom of our Christmas tree. We label it with the year. Every time it makes a sweet display / reminder of years past. That is something nostalgic and sentimental that I feel like I would do, because I am sentimental and nostalgic, especially around Christmas time. Like, oh my gosh. And then that would just be so like sweet to have all this stuff being like, oh, remember that year, remember that year. So I love that. All right, the next thing it says, we have signs all over our house spelling out Leon instead of Noel. It started out as a joke because my dad is dyslexic, but it stuck, and we even named our dog Leon. And we've been doing it since I can remember. Okay. So we have this elf thing, this like elf, I guess, letters that is supposed to spell Noel. But we switch it to Leon because my late grandpa on my dad's side name was Leon. And I think they switched it around in their house to say Leon. And so this one, I like didn't know anyone else did anything like this until I read this. And then it just kind of made me like really sentimental again about my family and our traditions and the fact that we do that. So it was really sweet to find that like on Reddit, just someone being like, we switched it around to say Leon. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we're not that original. But you know, we have this reason why we do it, not just because, oh, it spells Leon, haha, but like my grandpa's name was Leon. Like that is that is super cute. All right, the next story says, my brother and I were hungry one year, and our parents, where we celebrate Christmas, lives very close to the gas station where they sell surprisingly good hot dogs. So we went to each get one. My sister-in-law thought it was so ridiculous, so she snapped a picture. Now it's a tradition for us to go get a hot dog and post for the yearly Christmas hot dog picture. I really love that. I think that's super cute. I think it's really sweet that they get, I mean, why not? You know, it's Christmas, you're like, oh, I want a hot dog. Like, let's go to the gas station that's super close. I think that's really cute. I think that's hilarious, and I really, I really like that. And I like that she makes sure, okay, every year, like, get your hot dog, you gotta get the picture. Because I just really like the continuing tradition of pictures and stuff like that. All right, someone says, we follow the holiest of Jewish traditions, Chinese food in a movie, which I thought was funny. And then this says, the Family Goober Award. Throughout the year, the previous winner tracks all the goofy mistakes family members make, i.e., locking yourself out of the house in your underwear when the trash collector is going around the corner. Then at the big Christmas gathering, we all sit down, and the previous year's winner presents all the Family Goober nominees leading up to the winner, the most laughable of them all, who gets awarded a decorated 3-inch tall trophy. I think that is super, 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 super cute. And it just makes you laugh. Like, the idea of a family sitting down and recounting all the stupid, silly things that go on, like, throughout the years, or throughout that last year. And then I can imagine just them all sitting down, just crying, laughing, and just having, like, the best time ever. So I think that's hilarious. I've always said that my family should have a just empty scrapbook or something where we can just write down funny stories as they happen, because there's so many stupid funny moments in my family that we will forget because we'll just like not remember to post it. And so it would just be so funny to have everything documented, and then we could just get out the scrapbook, and then boom, there we are, and we have all the funny stories just at our fingertips, and we haven't forgotten it, and it's great. So I would love that, but we just, you know, we never do, and we just don't do it. But that is definitely something we should be doing because it would be really funny. All right, this next one says, we got to a point where all the kids were teenagers and just getting money. Instead of it being boring, we let them open each individual card and we all chant, money, money, money. It's funny to us, but my friend came for Christmas once and thought we were absolutely feral. Honestly, what makes me laugh most about that story is the fact that they still did it when the friend was there. Like, I know it's their tradition, but that is kind of silly and like something that I would just be like, oh my gosh, are we seriously gonna do this while so and so was over? This is like, but they like still did it. I thought that was very, very, very funny. This next story says, I have a family of five, and when we visit my parents for Christmas, they scatter all the gifts across their 10 acres of wooded property. Last year, I had to cut a rope to lower a gift down because it was suspended 30 feet in the air. I think that that is very funny. I think that's hilarious. And I would love that. It's like an Easter egg hunt, but it's like for your Christmas gift. And then would the parents have to like figure out, like write down where they kept all of them? Because what if no one could find one and then they're like, oh my gosh, we don't know where we put it. I'm sorry. You know, like that was your main gift or something. That is funny. If I had a 10 acres property. Was it 10 acres? Yeah, 10 acres. Yeah, I would do that, I think. Actually, I probably wouldn't. Like, to be quite honest, I probably wouldn't. But I would love to do that. I would think that would be hilarious. And yeah, I mean, that sounds like an all-day affair. So fun. All right. The last one says, our family always makes 100 pigs in blankets, little cocktail sausages wrapped in bacon. There's only five of us, but making any less is considered sacrilege. I actually think that that is so, like, that is what makes me laugh about family traditions. They don't make any sense a lot of the times, but it's like, oh, you have to do this. Like, we have got to do this. This is, important. And it's like literally not important at all. But we're like, non-negotiable, we've got to do this. And so that's what makes me laugh the hardest about stuff like this because it doesn't make sense, but it is so heartwarming. And it's just like the stuff about Christmas that you look forward to. It's just these silly, oftentimes really stupid traditions that you don't do it any other time of year. You're just like, but we have to do it for Christmas. So it's just, I really like stuff like that. That made me really smile. I hope it did make you smile too, because I don't know, there are a lot more on Reddit, obviously, but I just felt like the ones that I chose were a good mix of like heartwarming and also silly, whatever. And I could have definitely chosen a lot more, but I know that as Christmas nears, I don't mind releasing really short episodes because I know that people are really busy. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode and I hope that you'll stick around for the rest of Podmas. I'm so excited about it. But anyway, thank you so much and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.